EEE podcast.
Today we will be talking about transformation in the book
American Born Chinese.
A good example of transformation is on page
213, where Jin Ki's head is punched off by Danny and reveals the Monkey King.
And another... Wait, why is that transformaic?
Because Jin Ki is turning into the Monkey King. That is why it's transformaic.
So it's a physical transformation and not a mental?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The Monkey King's mental transformation is self-acceptance, because he finally accepts himself.
Perfect. And if you turn the page to 214, you will see Danny turning into Jin. Yet another physical transformation. Emma?
Well, he did turn into Danny and then Jin again.
Right. You are so right. And you can see on 214 that Jin does not know who the Monkey King is.
Does the Monkey King say who he is, or does he beat Jin up?
No, he does. So the Monkey King knows who he is. Was he, like...
What? Was he what, Emma? Continue, please.
Was I not supposed to say?
No. We were just giggling at the book and the beauty and of literature that it is.
Another example of transformation is on page...
188.
Which is where?
That's where he kisses.
Except that's
which is
not
where Jin kisses his best friend's girlfriend. Audience shows of shock.
And it's almost a transformation from the sweet Jin we know to a cheater and a liar.
What do you think he's trying to show here?
He's clearly mad at his friend.
Yeah.
So he wants to get back at him by kissing his best friend's gal?
Yes.
Correct.
He's jealous that his best friend can have a girlfriend and he can't.
But doesn't he have a girlfriend?
Who?
Jin.
Yes, why is he cheating on his girlfriend with his friend's girlfriend?
No, Danny told...
To get back at him for it?
Danny told Jin to stay away from Amelia.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as we can also see on page... 150.
We're going back a couple pages.
Yes, we are. You can see this is when the Monkey King fully realizes
who he is.
Correct.
In self-discovery.
Right, and realizes he has to turn back into his former self to be free. Isn't that right?
Yes, that is.
I think we can all take note of this transformation and just...
He has to accept himself for who he is.
And he can't use any of his...
Perfect.
Exactly.
Right. Because as you can remember, his thing above his cave stops him from doing any kung fu, as Emma meant by powers. What transformation would we like to talk about next?
One on page 143.
The transformation on page 143, I think it's 143 and 144. It's
yes.
The disciple.
Yes.
Comes.
When the monk comes.
Disciple. Says it in the book.
Okay.
Comes to show the Monkey King who he is.
So.
And that he's not a person of power.
So he's trying to get the Monkey King to realize who he is and to never forget himself.
Right.
Yeah, of self-discovery.
Just like, right.
Like our point before.
And that reminds me of the house on Mango Street. Doesn't it?
It totally does.
It does.
And I see it.
I see
because
it as well.
Because the old ladies, you know, they just are talking to her, and then they tell her that she should never forget who she is. Like, that's what they're trying to say by come back. Don't forget.
Right.
Exactly.
And also, I think we can see in this book, there are many, many transformations, as we stated before. Transformations that go from as small as cutting your hair to changing your entire race, people.
No, to changing a person.
Changing your entire species. But you don't need to. You need to be yourself.
And who you were born to be is who you were meant to be.
That's right.
Okay, and that concludes our podcast today of transformation of the book.
The monkey. No. American Born Chinese.
And remember,
American
people.
American Born Chinese.
Always be yourself.
Thank you.